And welcome back to the Maybaum Perspective. We are so glad to be back again today. I have an exciting guest with me, Rebecca Schwartz-Miller, our relocation director. She wears many hats, actually. I don't even know that you have 15 titles, maybe? Yeah?
Okay,
but today you're going to wear your relocation director hat. How long have you been in relo?
I'm going on my 21st year in relocation.
You are officially legal.
Yes.
Legal to sell and sling real estate relocation.
I know what I'm talking about just a little.
Maybe. So when people doubt you, we'll say, well, she's officially legal. So our relocation department is really exciting. I think a lot of people think about Maybaum that we buy and sell here locally. So today we are here to kind of break that myth that Maybaum can only help you locally. So I thought it'd be great. Tell us a little bit to get started about what Maybaum relocation department does every day.
So our relocation department is devised of a couple of different, I call them segments of business.
Okay.
So one of them is we do corporate relocation. So anyone moving here with a job transfer or moving out, they come through our department and we work with them. So let's say, like, example, Savannah Riverside, John Deere. If they have an employee coming in, they'll give us a call and we will set them up with an agent to help them buy or sell here.
Okay.
That's one of our segments. Our other one is our outgoing referrals.
Yep.
And that is where we can help anyone with any kind of real estate sell, buy.
Yeah.
In any state, any market.
Okay.
So we can talk about that.
Everyone
gets a little confused about that. So we're like here to break the myth on that. How it's not, it's not hard.
Well, I think that's something, again, we love being, we've talked about this in other podcasts, being nimble enough to make changes here locally because we aren't a franchise and we can, kind of make business decisions for our agents and for the community because of where we live. But we also have that flexibility to be a part of different organizations. So talk to us a little bit about Leading RE, if you will, Leading Real Estate Companies of the World, and what that affiliation kind of does for us and opens up for us.
So Leading Real Estate Companies of the World are as in our world, we call it Leading RE, our little acronym.
For
They are our broker-to-broker network.
Okay.
And they are global. So we're affiliated with about 550 different companies.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Part of Leading RE. And about 70 different countries.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
So we have a big
reach.
We go everywhere.
I love it.
Yes. So we have brokers in all these areas that can assist us with any kind of referral.
Okay. So tell us some of the places, in the past couple months or the past 12 to 18 months, maybe that we've sent referrals or gotten referrals from outside of this market.
Okay. So we do referrals. Listen, if you have someone who has a lot in, Florida, they can't sell. That's a good example of one we just got recently.
Okay,
the agent couldn't find anyone to take this lot.
Yeah,
and she called us. We got them set up, and within a week, they were under contract.
Oh wow! Okay,
so we do random stuff like lots. We've done moves to Canada.
Okay,
I like it.
Now, if you need hands-on help with like Puerto Rico, you can call, and I'll just jump on a plane and head down there, go meet with the agent.
Yeah.
So basically nowhere is off limits. Y'all have done probably a little bit around the whole country. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but I think that is the interesting thing probably for y'all is when you get those different locations that you've never worked with and you get to meet different brokers and kind of talk to them. Within Leading RE, before we move forward from that, tell us about the brokers that are a part of Leading RE. Are they like Maybaum? Can people expect to have similar experiences?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So Leading RE does not accept all brokers into their network. It's a very select few. They do maybe 1% a year, and it has to be the market leader.
Okay, great.
They don't do franchises. They're independent brokers, so they're Maybaum type companies that we work with.
No matter where they're at, it's a similar feel to this brokerage.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, good. All right. So we're going to do a couple scenarios. So if I'm an agent listening right now and have helped a client in North Augusta, but now, and they've lived there for several years, but now they want to buy a beach house in Charleston, which again, if they need help and they want me to just go down and look with them, I can do that. I want to be available for our community. But they want to buy a beach house down in Charleston, and they're starting that process. What steps do I take as an agent to help them?
So what we like to do is once you find out someone is moving and they need assistance, we have an outgoing referral form on the internet, or you can just email us, we'll send it to you or call us.
Yeah.
What we need is their information. If you tell us where they're going, what they're looking for, we can help you find an agent that will suit their needs, be able to assist.
Okay.
And make it a smooth transaction.
Yeah.
So typically we ask them to fill out the form and let us know. But even if you call us with a name, that's fine. Because we'll call your client if you give us permission to find out what they're looking for and what their needs are.
Okay.
Once we've identified that, we will reach out to one of our network brokers. But we take that information and we give it back to the agent.
So
the agent interviews that agent before they even call that client.
Gotcha.
So we don't move forward without the agent meeting the person, speaking with them, and making sure it's a good fit.
Buying in on who that connection is. So you almost play matchmaker, so to speak, right? So you have the connections in the same kind of departments at these other brokerages and with those brokers as well. And you two kind of make that match made in heaven, if you will. And then you connect the agents to make sure that they kind of understand what the client is looking for and that the agent feels comfortable. And then from there, the agent in the other market would reach out to the client.
Correct.
Okay.
Only after they've gotten permission and we feel like it's a good fit. Absolutely.
Okay. So now on the other hand, if I'm a client and I only trust my agent in Aiken, I've used this agent for 3 or 4 sales in the past, 20 years. But I need to sell my investment property that I've owned forever. Let's say it's in New York. How can I trust this referral agent? And what does that process look like for me as the client? Is my agent involved at all? Or how can I maintain that relationship with this agent that I've never met the same way that I do here in Augusta and North Augusta and Aiken?
So we do a lot of, I kind of call it hand holding. Okay. Really, we just keep everybody informed throughout the process. So if you're a client, you trusted us to put you with another broker.
Yeah.
Your agent is involved the whole time. So from the beginning to the end. So the minute you get that first contact from that other agent, we let your agent here know. So your agent here knows everything that's transpiring throughout the whole process.
Gotcha.
So we do an initial update within 24 hours of that placement to your agent.
Oh, wow.
And then every 2 weeks, we give your agent an update on what's happening.
Gotcha. So they're in the loop the entire time.
That way we know, is there a lack of communication? Is there something happening?
Right.
So we can take care of it immediately instead of waiting.
Right. And I think that's so critical, obviously, for any type of agent, no matter if you see the client every day or not, or if you see the house every day or not, better yet, to have that constant communication. And that's great that you guys kind of maintain some of that to then flush out to both sides and to our agents, especially, so that the client can feel comforted knowing that, they're in the loop. And if the agent or you guys as the reload team were to see some sort of issue, you would red flag it. Absolutely. And you would say, this agent isn't doing what they were supposed to do, because that is another thing for you guys. You are trusting these connections as well, but I'm sure there's been times over the years where you've had to say, this just isn't working, or this isn't the right fit, or maybe they haven't held up their end. Similar to how a broker would do for Maybaum, if for some reason they did not feel like the client and agent relationship was working. So let's do a few rapid fire scenarios. You tell me if we can help these people. Okay. And I kind of want to be all these people. As I was writing them, I kind of want to be some of these people. So I want to buy a mountain house in Wyoming. Can Maybaum help?
Absolutely.
Okay. I want to sell my mom's house in Kansas. Can Maybaum help? And I don't think my mom has a house in Kansas, for the record. So I don't think I want to do that one. Okay. I'm sending my child to college at UCLA, which also I don't have a child going to college and don't want them to go that far. But if I was sending my child to UCLA and want to buy, let's say, a small duplex, can Maybaum help?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm looking to add to my investment portfolio outside of this market. So I've kind of already got, a nice little portfolio here. And I've heard that Baldhead Island, Figure Eight in North Carolina coast is a great place to buy. Can Maybaum help? And then how can you guys help lead me to that decision on, is it a good investment? Is there a good market there? Do you guys have that data? What is that like?
We have some of the data, but also we would reach out to our contacts in that market to get that market data. And we would probably have one of their top agents give you a call to go over, hey, is this a good fit for you?
Right.
What does it actually look like?
Right.
So yeah, we provide all kinds of information.
Okay.
Listen, sometimes the referrals don't come through us and it's not going to happen and we're just giving information. And that's totally fine.
Right. Just advisement, if anything. Well, and I think that's the great thing, that our agents do here, that we are also able to partner with these brokerages outside of our market to do, is provide that local intel. We've never wanted to be geographically the largest. We've never wanted to open an office in Wyoming. Although maybe Maybe, just not in the winter. I don't want to move there in the winter. But we've never wanted to do that because we know that this is our communities and this is where we all live and want to work. However, we also know that people change and we have a large military base here, obviously. So we have a lot of military men and women that PCS. So what does that process look like? And we haven't really talked about that much here in Augusta, especially with Fort Gordon, newly named, renamed back to Fort Gordon. What does that process look like if they are PCSing out of this market and they want to, you know, maybe they use property management to do their home here, but they do want to buy. Is it the same process for them? Do we have
the same process? But I will say this, the other segment of our relocation business is our Heroes program.
Okay, talk to us about that a little bit.
So this is a program where our military, active, retired, we opened ours up to government contract employees first responders, where they can get a rebate back when they buy or sell a house through MABOM. So we can go into more detail about that, referral fees, things like that. But the client actually gets 20% back transaction side, and it can be used to help, you know, pay for repairs. It can help for closing costs. It can be used a couple of different ways.
Yeah.
So we do offer that.
Okay.
But if that person is PCS into like San Antonio, we can do an outgoing referral to a company in that area. And if that company has the same program, they can actually get the rebate there.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, it may be the agent on our side gets a lesser referral fee, but I don't think our agents mind because they know they are helping that client.
That's right.
Go to another area.
And at the end of the day, you know, a lot of times you're not given that opportunity to choose where you're PCSing sometimes, depending on the level of service that you're at. So again, anything that we can do to help those folks move and protect our country, you know, obviously we want to do.
What a lot of those need the 20% to help with the closing.
So yeah.
It's also a great thank you for their service.
For sure. Absolutely. I love that. Now, what, you know, all of these questions so far are pointing us that MABOM can truly help clients everywhere. Is there any type of outgoing referral that we cannot do? I mean, we've talked about single family homes, we've talked about investment homes, we've talked about like a duplex. Is there anything that's come across your desk that you're like, we actually cannot help with that? Is it a location? Is it, you know, if they want to move to Italy, are we not able to do that? Or if they're wanting to buy a commercial strip center, or if they're wanting to, I don't know. I can't think of all the crazy scenarios that there might be.
I can't think of anything that we haven't been able to do.
Okay, so far,
We've done all of that. We've done commercial. We've done, you know, overseas, different things.
Yeah.
Like I said, we've done lots that people can't sell. The only thing we have not done is timeshares, but that's just a totally different ballpark.
Okay? Yeah.
So that doesn't count.
That's right.
But, you know, we are here for information also. We don't do rentals at all. But if you call me and tell me you have a client moving to Charlotte, I'm going to give you the name of all the property managers that I know.
That you know. That
exist.
Yeah. Yes, well, absolutely. And because you're finally legal in this industry at 21 years strong, you know, like everybody. I feel like I've gone to conferences with you and you are, you know, I mean, I won't say real famous, but you're real famous. And it is just great to see kind of those connections. And I know it's great for you to actually be around those people that you talk to on the phone and email all the time. And I think y'all have such great niche opportunities to work with each other. If I'm a seller here locally in one of the markets that MABOM serves, you know, kind of here in town, what does it mean to me that we also are getting other brokerages calling us with opportunities? I mean, as far as buyers coming into our market, have you seen that really, you know, take off as well as far as being able to give our sellers even more reason to want to use MABOM? Because we do have these broker-to-broker networks that are sending people to us.
Right. Absolutely. Yes. And it's all about networking, getting out there. So with Leading RE, our conversion rate is 97%.
So wow.
That means the referrals that we place are closing
that's
at
great
that rate, which is phenomenal, because if you look at what theirs is overall, it's probably in the 80s, but MABOM's is way
that's
higher,
super strong,
and
right,
it's always been super strong. We've always been in the 90s, so that says a lot about the clients we're sending and who we're sending to. And so with that being said, of course we get referrals in because people trust us.
That you're going to seal that deal.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's great. Well, I was thinking about it from a seller perspective. If I'm not wanting to buy a duplex for my college child in UCLA, you know, I think it's great to consider that as another positive on listing with MABOM, is we do have access to buyers coming from out of town. And, you know, especially when there was the big cyber boom, which is, you know, kind of ongoing. But now that we've got a lot of other growth opportunities here locally with the plants that have come here and larger businesses that have relocated, I think it's great for sellers to know that we also are in touch with all of these brokers from outside of this market that are sending people to us. And what great better or what a better way to have your house on the market with the company that is getting a lot of those and closing them. Yes. So,
and all listings, and I don't know, you're aware of this, are marketed also on the leading real estate company's website.
Yeah.
So that's important too.
So that gets out to even more people. Global,
yeah, it's everywhere.
So even if I'm thinking I'm going to move, you know, maybe to Atlanta, and then I happen to see, you know, this great listing that really catches my eye in Champions Retreat, for instance, you know, I'm able to see that even if I wasn't necessarily looking in Augusta. So that's a great point. All right. So wrapping up, as an agent, we'll do agent first. As an agent that's listening, what does my process look like with your team, and what are some reasons why I should utilize the relocation team versus just Googling or crowdsourcing on Facebook? Hey, who knows? When I see these, I send them to Rebecca all the time. She probably rolls her eyes, but, you know, we'll see agents, you know, within Maybaum and outside of Maybaum who, you know, are just crowdsourcing, who knows someone that lives in Wichita. You know, I've got a client that needs to move there. Why should I want to use the relocation team? What can you guys provide and you know, procure for these agents and their clients versus just crowdsourcing on the internet? Or Googling, you know, Googling brokerages in Wichita.
When you're looking on Facebook and you see that, you're like, are you serious?
I can help you. Like, let me help you. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It goes back to what I tell all the new agents when they come in.
Okay.
Even existing, hey, don't forget to tell your family that you're in real estate, because they're going to forget.
That's right. And
I feel like relocation is the same thing. Don't forget. We can help you with
that.
That's
right.
We're better than a Google search. Our numbers already say that we are. You know, we've had agents who try to Google and do what you said, the crowdsourcing and find somebody. And it doesn't always work out. The thing about that we offer here is not only are we going to get you with an agent that is going to be in touch with you, stay in flow with you and your client, we're also going to make sure you get paid at the end of the day.
There you go. Which is important.
It is important. Yeah. People just think, well, I emailed this number or I called them and they said they would pay me a referral fee.
Right.
We follow up with everything. We do the W-9s. We do the referral agreements. We get all the paperwork that you don't have to deal with.
And it's a lot of paperwork.
It's a lot
of paperwork. You guys have a lot of paperwork to go through.
If you don't handle this, you just gave them a free lead. You know what I mean? We
Yeah.
We have all that. We've had top producers who are like, try to do this on my own. And then I forgot about it. Well, we're not going to let you forget about it. We keep everybody accountable.
Right.
So that referring agent is accountable to us.
Yeah.
So we're going to know what's going on with that.
Okay.
Trust me, if they don't update us, we're going to call them. We're going to find out what's going on. Hey, I have to say, Sharon Gunter works with me and she is like a little investigator. She's like taking those leads like, oh, wait, I see their house is pending. Hey, I see this is pending. Where's my contract?
She is a private investigator on that. She's going to get to the bottom of it.
Absolutely.
Well, and I think to your point, you guys are just buttoned up. Everything is done by a process and do not mess with that process.
Nope.
Trust me, I've gotten in the middle of that before. You don't want to mess with the relocation team process, but it's because from start to finish, you guys know the right steps to take so that the client is protected, both buyer and seller clients, both agents are protected, both brokerages are protected, contracts are filled out appropriately. Because again, sometimes these contracts are in states that you've never worked in before as an agent.
Well, some states don't have closing attorneys. They use title companies.
Some states,
it's all different.
Some states are bonkers on some of the things, or maybe we're bonkers. We don't really know. Probably in the South, we're a little bonkers, but again, you guys are so buttoned up and I love it because you guys are smarter than Google. And I think in a day and time right now where our clients, you guys' clients are very educated, you can Google just about anything. You can ask ChatGPT what broker to use, but real estate is such a personal connection and it is such a relationship-based decision. It's your largest investment a lot of times, especially at the moment that you're making. So to fly by the seat of your pants and Google, you know, brokerages in Wichita, and then use the first one that has paid to be at the top without any kind of prior knowledge. Again, that is where you guys step in and say, let us matchmake for you. Let us field and vet out these folks. Even if you guys haven't met them or talked to them or dealt with them before, you guys have the contacts that you can call someone else and say, hey, have you worked with this broker in this city? I've never, but trying to get a feel for them. So as an agent, you are protecting yourself, but you are really protecting your client by making sure that you are using the due diligence that you guys provide, quite frankly. Like I said, it is a lot of paperwork a lot of times.
It's a lot of follow-up, all the things.
Yeah, it's a lot
it's
of...
It's worth it.
It is. Well, and knowing that, you know, again, that relationship is still salvaged, whether the client is moving or whether the client is just buying outside of this market, that relationship is still intact. So, okay. And lastly, as a client, if I'm listening right now, what can I expect communication-wise? We talked about there's a lot of paperwork, but I'm used to how my agent calls and texts me all the time. I know you touched on it a little bit earlier, but I'm a little concerned on buying and selling outside this market because I'm so used to the hand-holding that my agent does here. So throughout the process, will I be mostly working with the agent at this other brokerage? Will I be working with my agent and they're working with that broker agent, broker/agent? What does that look like?
Right. So you'll be working with that agent there.
Okay.
But your agent here will be in the mix also.
Okay.
They will know what's going on.
Okay.
We will make sure they know what's going on.
Yeah.
And that they're in touch with you.
Got
it. Sure. Well, we want to make sure it's a good match make.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that
for sure.
We put them with the right person that, you know, sometimes it starts off good. The conversation was great. And then
yeah.
you get down to it. Maybe it really isn't.
Yeah.
So we like for, you know, our agents to stay in touch. Also, we send, like I said, when updates. So
right.
in 24 hours, our agent here gets an update. And then every 2 weeks we update them.
Okay.
So everybody knows what's going on.
The whole time.
The
yeah.
The whole time.
Okay.
Everybody's in flow.
Well, and I think every agent works differently,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
And every client does too. I mean, as a client, you guys sometimes like to have phone calls. Sometimes you like a text message. Sometimes
right.
you say, email me. Sometimes you say, do not talk to me unless you really need to, because
oh, exactly.
Everybody's level of communication needs are so very different. But I think that's great that, you know, not only are you and Sharon as the Relo team kind of involved, the agent is involved, their broker might be involved, you know, they might know some stuff that's going on as well. And they're in the loop on any issues. And then on the other side, you know, that relocation team is involved, that broker is involved,
right.
that agent is involved. So there's a little arsenal team, you know, that's kind of built around these deals that, again, as you said, I love it that, you know, you don't want to always trust Google in certain situations. You need to trust the team that is going to wrap their arms around you throughout the process. So I appreciate you jumping in and giving us a little explanation. I think we could probably do about 18 different parts and talk about cool places that you guys have sent. I think we could do a whole podcast on just really neat places that, yeah, we've relocated.
Strange places.
Yeah.
Longest referral ever.
There you go.
Yeah.
yeah. It took 8 years, but we finally got someone's house sold. You know, I mean,
yes.
those kind of
yes.
things happen in
yes.
real estate,
but you're right. It all goes back to networking and
there
knowing
is.
People, because there are times where we don't have any brokers in the market, but we can call somebody around
right.
there and they're like, this is the great fit.
Yeah.
So yeah,
yeah.
there's always.
Well, and that's what we pride ourselves on is making sure that, again, even though we are a local company, we are global and we are regional and we are national and we're all the things that, you know, we need to be for our clients. Even though we don't want to move necessarily across the West Coast, we want to make sure we can service our clients, or if clients are moving there from the West Coast to the glory land of the South, we want to make sure that we can, you know, assist their needs as well. So we'll do a part two. We'll get a part two brewing, but I appreciate you coming in today, Rebecca, and we will see you guys next time on the Move On Perspective.